views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in for Dr. Wallach today. Thanks for being aboard. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. We love hearing from you. We want to help you use the Youngevity nutritional supplements, and we want to help you get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free if you'd like to speak to us today. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis, but it needs to have the raw materials to do it with, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Well, thank you so much for joining us today in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. A couple things I want to cover. Interesting article from the internet, MSNBC.com. By the way, if you guys don't get on the internet to get some health information, you're missing an awesome source. You can't believe everything you read on the internet, but gosh, there's so much good information today on the internet. We're very fortunate to be living in a time when we can just punch a couple of letters into a search engine and get more information, gosh, more information than you could ever read on any given health topic, and we should all be making access or using the internet as much as possible to get health information. We all want to be health detectives for our bodies. You know, I try to give you the best information. Dr. Wallach tries to give you the best information, but nobody can really understand your body the way you can. And that's a very important point that we want to make. You want to be a detective. You want to kind of investigate things, investigate how this miracle we call the human body works. And you want access, and you want to make use of all available resources. One of the best, certainly, that we have today that we didn't have even 10 years ago is the internet and search engines like Google. Well, coming off the internet, an article off of MSNBC.com, cholesterol drugs cut risk of second stroke. And this is a study that was done, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, of course, funded by the manufacturer of a cholesterol drug, Pfizer. This is Lipitor. Pfizer paid for this study, and what they found was that high doses of Lipitor, of course, may help some stroke survivors avoid a second stroke and future heart problems. Well, yes, indeed, that's true. But what they also found was that people also had a higher risk of hemorrhaging when they took Lipitor. Folks, the bottom line is this. You cannot expect to take a prescription drug and not have side effects. I don't care about the benefits. I'm not interested in focusing on the benefits because there's multiple ways to get benefits. The best way to get benefits is the way the divine force designed us to get benefits, and that's through good nutrition and exercise and lifestyle choices. Prescription drugs are poisons. Let's make no mistake about it. There are times when you need these strategic poisons, but in a long-term fashion, it is playing with fire to take a prescription drug to achieve some kind of health benefit. Based on this study, Lipitor patients had one-third fewer heart attacks and other cardiac problems. They had lower cholesterol, but what they don't tell you is there's multiple ways to get lower cholesterol and improve heart function. The best way to improve heart function, of course, is to make sure that you're getting correct nutrition and correct diet and correct amounts of exercise, flat out. And then you don't have to worry about toxicity. Then you don't have to worry about health insurance. Then you don't have to worry about interfacing with your doctor. And then, of course, you get multiple benefits. And that's our position here on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Another article that I got off the internet, living with food allergies. This is from CNN.com, and apparently it's been determined that eight different foods which can cause severe reactions. Severe allergic reactions are responsible for 90% of food allergies. I call these foods, I talk about the big five food allergy foods. The big five are dairy, grains, peanuts, egg, and soy. And they throw a couple other foods in here, including shellfish. But for the most part, those are your main culprits. Dairy, eggs, peanuts, soy, and grains. Now, most of those foods you could do, probably wouldn't hurt you to do away with. Certainly grains are a big problem, but eggs are an interesting food, and it's unfortunate whenever you run into somebody who has got an egg allergy, because eggs are such a wonderful, wonderful source of protein. If you don't have a problem with eggs, I'm telling you, you want to be putting eggs in your diet on a regular basis, one or two eggs a day, ideally raw, or certainly soft-boiled. The more you cook an egg, the more you change the protein around. Everybody always wants to know, well, what about salmonella in raw eggs? Well, that occurs very, very rarely. In fact, did you know an egg contains natural antibiotics that typically will kill things like salmonella? An egg is protected from bacteria by the cuticle on its shell. There are several layers underneath the shell that protect an egg. And also, eggs contain a really neat protein called albumin. Yes, albumin is found in the human body as well. And egg albumin is a natural antibiotic. In fact, albumin is a wonderful way to boost your own immune system. When you eat albumin from an egg, your own immune system gets boosted. And that's one of the benefits, among many benefits, to eating eggs. If you're wondering what kind of eggs you want to eat, look for AA eggs. Eggs are graded according to USDA eggs, that is, are graded according to quality, not freshness. They're graded according to quality. They call it AA, single A or B. You want a AA egg. If there's certain criteria for making an egg AA, it has to have a certain amount of air within its wide end. It has to have a shell that's clean. It has to have very few rough spots and ridges. So you want to look for a AA egg. If it's a USDA egg, and USDA eggs are the best kinds of eggs to eat. The other eggs, the eggs that don't have that USDA shield, are graded according to state laws, which can be, which can vary all over the place. So look for grade AA eggs, and USDA eggs. By the way, there's no difference between brown eggs and white eggs. Everybody always asks me when I talk about eggs, well, is there a difference between brown eggs and white eggs? There is no difference between brown eggs and white eggs. They're both just as effective when it comes to nutritional health. Eggs, and by the way, when it comes to eggs, you want to eat the yolk as well as the white. There's even more protein in the yolk than there is in the white, and you get essential fats and magnesium, all kinds of good nutrients in that yolk. So you want to eat the yolk. Don't worry about the cholesterol. We'll talk more about good nutrition and health when we come back. You're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. Give us a shout. We're coming back right after this on the ZBS Radio Network.
Hello, Judy DeVilbiss here. If I could only afford to get one product out of everything, that product would be the Ultimate Classic. It has the vitamins, the minerals, the bioflavonoids, it even has grapeseed extract. The one product that would give you just about everything under the sun you would need for a perfect nutritional program would be the Ultimate Classic. By the way, people that are on the go, it's very, very hard to take the liquids with them when they go on their trip to get their supplements in every day. Well, you know something? You can use the Ultimate Daily Tablets and the Mineral Capsules. When I'm going on a trip, if I have enough room, I just take the two bottles with me. If not, just use a little baggie and take a couple of daily doses with you. It's very simple. It's very easy. There's no mess, no fuss, no refrigeration. Just take your capsules, take your tablets, and you're finished for the day.
To order these products, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
All right, welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben here, sitting in for Dr. Wallach. Thanks for being aboard. 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free. This is the show where you are going to get the straight scoop about nutrition and health information, certainly about the longevity line of nutritional supplements. They're the ones I take. They're the ones I recommend. And if you've got questions about how to use the products, if you've got questions about prescription drugs, about health information, nutritional information, now's your chance to give me a shout and we'll see what we can do. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'll be joined, as I always am, by my good friend and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Doug.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. I guess you have a little bone to pick with me then.
I sure do. I'll tell you, you said something in the last segment I'm going to disagree with.
All right.
And that was no difference between brown and white eggs.
Yeah.
I have to beg to differ with you there.
Yeah, why do you think
the brown
different?
Egg tastes much better? Not to mention, usually the yolk is a lot darker.
Well, what do you think it is that makes it brown or white?
Oh, it has to do with the breed of the chicken,
that's
for one thing.
That's basically all.
But another thing is, I actually do have some relatives that are in the egg industry, and the white eggs, because the, as my relatives would say, the city slickers, believe that eggs should be extremely white. Now, not all eggs, obviously, if you're getting things from an organic food store, most likely this is not the case, but eggs that are produced by some of these mass-producing, you know, ConAgra and some of these large farming industry-type companies,
yeah,
they actually will bleach the
shells
so that they don't have those little telltale stains,
Doug,
and things. Yes, that's true.
It's not so.
And I've actually seen that documented on a news story that I saw on 2020. Or
and they don't have to tell you either.
Oh, no. I mean, look at all the stuff they don't have to tell you.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. And you know, I was born in New Jersey on a chicken farm, actually. My dad raised eggs and raised chickens.
Yeah, but that's been a number of years ago.
And I'm sure
the industry
right.
has changed.
No, that's right. And that's a shocking thing.
Yes, yeah, so
eggs are amazing,
though.
That's
why you should go for the brown eggs.
Well, maybe given that you might be getting bleached ConAgra eggs, that might be something to think about. But brown eggs typically are just brown because of a brown hen, basically. It's the breed of the hen. The color of the yolk, by the way, can vary according to what the hen eats. Did you know that? If a hen eats a wheat-based diet, it will have a lemony yellow kind of yolk, and if they eat alfalfa, they'll have a more orange yolk.
What if they eat a lot of grasshoppers?
Probably green yolks. No, I don't know. But do you know where the green eggs and ham thing comes from?
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, but you know why? You can have green eggs.
I didn't know that. Well, maybe on St. Patty's Day.
No, not the shell. The egg itself. As an egg ages, some of the sulfur-containing proteins in the egg kind of decompose, and they can react with some of the iron in the yolk, and you get a green-brown kind of color. That's actually ferrous sulfide, Fe2S3.
So is it still good to eat?
Probably not. Probably not. That's because the egg's starting to get old and rotten. The exact color is going to depend on how much air is inside the egg because it's an oxidation reaction. But no, probably not is not a good idea, and probably doesn't smell that good either. You know. And by the way, an egg will not rot unless it's opened. Eggs inside the shell can stay. You may not want to eat it, but it's not going to rot, and it's not going to smell rotten.
How long could you leave an egg unrefrigerated, Jay, just sitting on the countertop before
months.
You would have to be concerned about not being able to eat it?
You know, that's a good question. Basically, you can tell by looking inside the egg. As an egg ages, pretty much the same thing happens to an egg that happens to us. It kind of gets all saggy and kind of liquidy.
Speak for yourself.
No, seriously, the yolk, you want the yolk to be nice and tight, like a young yolk. As an egg gets older over time, the white part will start to thin out a little bit. The white will get a little cloudy color. And the air inside the air pocket inside the egg will start to get bigger, and basically the yolk will be kind of limp. So you want a nice hard yolk, and you want a nice tight white part of the egg, And that's the way you can tell. You really no way to know. Certainly a couple of weeks to a month, which should be okay. But basically you can tell by looking at the egg itself. It's nice when, and they don't have to do this, but it's nice when the packers or the supermarkets put a sell-by date. And that's usually very helpful. And by the way, you want to keep your eggs not in that little section on the side of the refrigerator. You want to keep your eggs inside the refrigerator. You know how some refrigerators have those egg spaces in the door? You want to keep your eggs inside the refrigerator on the shelf because of the change in temperature as you open the door. That will change the coldness of the egg. You want to keep your eggs cold.
Not to mention when you slam the refrigerator door real hard,
that
sometimes
might be a problem
they go
as well.
Flying
yes,
inside
yes.
there. I've
yeah,
had that happen, yeah.
All right, you're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Pharmacist Ben here with Doug Winfrey, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, taking your calls as we always do at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We are coming back with more good health information on the ZBS radio network, so don't go away.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day.
Ugh.
What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got 2?
Ugh, need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS radio network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, welcome back to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Pharmacist Ben here with Doug Winfrey, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552, toll free. And we want to hear from you today. This is the show dedicated to helping you understand the longevity line of nutritional supplements, as well as all health issues. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program. We're talking about eggs today. My favorite food. There's so many good things you can do with eggs, and not egg beaters either, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about egg beaters, because I know my father was told years ago, because he had a heart attack issue,
right,
and you know, blockage, and so they, low cholesterol diet. He pulls the yellow out of the egg.
I'm out
with breakfast with him. I get extra yellows, and you know, which is beneficial for me, but he really should be eating it himself. But
right, he
also often eats those egg beater things, and I was always curious as to what they actually make those things out of, and whether they're actually good for you or not.
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, let's talk about the yolk. The yolk is the powerhouse of the egg. It's got more protein than, as I was saying earlier, it's got more protein than the whites. It's got all the good fats. It has magnesium, it has zinc, it has B vitamins, it has vitamin A, and you know what else it has? Yeah, it does have a little bit of cholesterol, that's true. But in addition to the cholesterol, it has lecithin. It's one of the few sources of lecithin. Not a lot of foods have lecithin in them. Lecithin is a wonderful way to break down fats, and lecithin helps you metabolize the cholesterol and the fats in the egg. There's only two main sources of lecithin, soy and eggs. And lecithin is a powerful nutritional supplement in its own right, because it helps your body metabolize and break down fats. And eggs are a rich source of lecithin. Lecithin's a wonderful way to help your body absorb fats. And so if you don't want to take nutritional supplemental lecithin, you can get it from your eggs, from the yolk part of eggs. Now, egg beaters are cholesterol-free and they're fat-free, which, as you know, is not a great thing. You need fats and you need cholesterol, but because of our cholesterol-phobic society and fat-phobic society, ConAgra decided to develop this new egg, this liquid egg that tastes like real eggs, that's made with eggs, but only the white part of eggs, in order to take advantage of cholesterol phobia and fat phobia. You don't have to worry about dietary cholesterol, folks. Well, if you're worried about cholesterol, it's the cholesterol you're making. And that, of course, comes from your liver in response, as we talked about many, many times on this program, in response to elevated insulin levels. If you're missing the yolk, you're missing all the good stuff. The good stuff's in the yolk, and if you're using egg beaters instead of eggs, you're missing all of that good stuff. You're just flat out not getting the benefits of your egg. You're not getting the nutrients, as much as nutrients as you might be. You're getting a little protein in the albumin portion, that white portion, but you're certainly missing all those wonderful minerals and vitamins and good fats that you get in the yolk. So nature designed the egg to be eaten as an egg, not an egg beater. There's no egg beater chickens in the world. Trust me, they all come from eggs. Eggs are a life force, Douglas. They're a real life.
I had another egg question. Someone called in and wanted to know, why is it that when you crack an egg open, sometimes you have ones where they break real easy and the yolk falls out, and other ones, it's sort of like that membrane hangs together a little bit better.
That's a healthier egg, actually. That membrane that's in the middle there is designed to protect the yolk, and that's one of the ways that the yolk stays biotic or bacteria-free. As we were talking about earlier, nature has designed the egg to protect itself from salmonella and bacteria. It has a cuticle on the outside, and then it has actually a double membrane in the middle that protects that yolk. And so that's actually an egg that's probably going to be a little bit better for you than a yolk that's shell that's easier to crack. Okay, we're going to come back and take your phone calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. Toll free, I'm Pharmacist Ben, and you're listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program on the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away. We're going to be right back after this break.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself,
We can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
And we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, taking your calls, 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. If you've got questions about health or vitamins or nutritional supplementation, about the longevity supplements, about your prescription drugs, we're here to help you out. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, and we're going to take our first call right now.
Well, let's head to Milledgeville, Illinois, and Andre, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there, Andre.
Hello, Ben. First off, I want to thank you so very much for the nutritional information that you provided over the years.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
No, you bet. Listen, I've got two questions. The first one's about my daughter who's been diagnosed recently with Charcot foot,
okay.
And the other one is about a friend's child. If you could give me some information about Charcot
sure.
foot, I'd appreciate it.
Is she diabetic, your daughter?
Yes, she is. She is diabetic. She weighs about 200 pounds.
Okay.
She's got significant neuropathy of the
yeah.
foot.
Actually,
she's had some amputation of her her foot.
How old is she?
Oh.
How old?
I beg your pardon?
How old's your daughter?
She's 44.
Okay, so she's been a diabetic for a while, I take it.
Yes, she has.
Okay. Charcot's foot is just a fancy way of saying neuropathy, which is basically, she's not getting the energy to the nerves in the lower part of her body, and this has to do with changes that occur to the nerve, to the blood vessels, as well as to the nerves, based on sugar. And that's a very simple way of putting it. You can think of just nerve damage, and it's very common in diabetics. In fact, diabetes is the number one cause of amputation of the lower limb, so it's not unusual. It's very simple to treat, really. You got to lower the insulin levels. You have to make sure you're strengthening the insulin with nutritional supplementation, restricting the amount of sugars and refined carbohydrates. It's basically your diabetic treatment, although I would also be making sure that I was getting high doses of the B vitamins as well as electrolytes and also essential fatty acids. B vitamins, electrolytes, and essential fatty acids. You're basically going to want to work on the nerves in the lower part of the body. She needs to lose some weight, too. I know you probably heard that, and I don't want to harp on that too much, but that's very important that she loses some weight and makes sure that her insulin and her glucose is being managed. Is she on insulin, or is she on a prescription drug for the diabetes?
She's on a prescription drug right now, but she's not taking insulin.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll tell you, I can't emphasize this enough. The sweeties, chromium and vanadium, very important. Magnesium and zinc are extremely important. There's a supplement called alpha-lipoic acid, which may be the most important one of all, although I hesitate to say one thing is more important. More protein and less carbohydrates, and that means fruits, by the way. That means grains. I know the American Diabetic Association is big on grains. It's a problem. Grains get metabolized and broken down into sugar, and it can mess up a diabetic just as bad as a Snickers bar. So you really want to be careful about that as well. Smaller meals is helpful because you want to be controlling that insulin a little bit. And then also, please don't forget about the omega-3 and omega-6 fats. The Youngevity Ultimate EFA plus E is a great way to do that. Also, vitamin E, by the way, is another important nutrient for diabetic neuropathy or Charcot's foot. And then don't forget to lose the weight. Okay? How about your other, you had another friend?
Yes. I've got a young woman who has a daughter about a year old who's got a significant closure of the ear canals. Physicians want to put tubes in there and then want to give her a hearing aid. So apparently they're either closed so significantly that she can't speak because she's not hearing anything.
Okay.
But the mother, during a pregnancy, apparently had some low blood sugar problems, so the daughter is also suffering with some respiratory problems as well as mitral valve.
Okay, it does sound like a respiratory issue. First thing I'm thinking of is allergies. Does she have runny nose or problems breathing or anything like that?
She has not been able to identify that as a source of
any
problem.
Any skin issues?
Not that I could see.
Okay, stick with us. We got to take a break. Stick with us, and we'll come back and finish up with you, okay? And if you're on hold, stay there. If you'd like to speak to me out there, we'd love to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, toll-free, 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey, and we are coming back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program right after this. Don't go away.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
And we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey, sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, 831-685-1080. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. Toll free if you'd like to speak to us today. We're covering ear canal issues. Sir, are you there?
Yes, I certainly am, Ben.
Okay, now, I didn't ask you, is this a congenital thing? Was he born with an abnormally tight ear canal?
Yes, apparently so.
Okay, if it is congenital and structural, there isn't that much you're going to do nutritionally. However, what you can do is mitigate some of the problems by eliminating some of those or minimizing some of those fluids that can accumulate. Kids who are on milk, cow's milk diets that contain cow's milk or who have problems in the digestive system can often develop excess fluids in the ear canal, also in the respiratory tract in general. So that's something to think about. You may want to consider probiotics. Little kids do really well on probiotics. They're typically, their digestive system is born immature, so probiotics can be very helpful. That is the Flora FX from Youngevity or the Biolumin Nightly Essence. If it is a congenitally tight ear opening to the ear canal, then there isn't really a lot you can do nutritionally. Hopefully that's not the case, and hopefully you can control that with some nutritional or dietary strategies. Good luck with that, and good luck with your daughter as well. Okay, thanks for calling the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, and let's see who's next.
Let's head to Michigan and Evora. You're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there, Evora.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Good. Got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
Got a client that had polio as a young child.
Okay.
He's got a leg that's smaller and hardly any muscle on it. I wondered if there was anything nutritionally that he could do that would help him.
Protein and B vitamins, yeah, absolutely. He's not going to make the leg grow anymore, certainly, but he can get stronger. And exercise can really help a lot. Exercise to help build up some muscle tissue. But protein's very important. The B complex is very important.
Okay.
And also the ultimate EFA plus E would be not a bad idea either. That's unfortunate. How old was he when he got the polio?
2, and he's now 60. Then I have another person.
Yeah, have you heard about polio recurrences?
No.
Have you heard about this, Doug?
No.
A lot of people are getting recurrences of polios. People have had polio in the past.
Mm.
So that's something to think about.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's your next question?
All right. I appreciate your time. And I have a client who had mixed connective tissue disorder, and her shoulders wasted away. The traps up on top.
Does she have
lupus? I wondered if anything she could do. Is it the same protocol he would use, protein and B vitamins?
No, everybody needs protein and B vitamins, but this is a little different. Did they say that this patient had lupus?
No, but the mother did.
Okay. It sounds like an autoimmune issue. Autoimmune issues when the body's immune system, the body's defense system basically attacks itself. It turns on itself. And almost always, I'm not going to say 100% of the time, but certainly a large percentage of the time, these autoimmune issues like lupus and arthritis and even MS is thought to be an autoimmune issue, can be the result of food allergies. We touched on food allergies a little bit at the beginning of the show. A lot of folks don't realize that food allergies can be the major trigger for almost all autoimmune issues. Asthma can be an autoimmune issue, and thyroiditis can be an autoimmune issue. Certainly lupus is an autoimmune issue. So I'd be looking to the digestive system, to strengthening the digestive tract. I don't know if she knows about any food allergies. And by the way, I didn't talk about this at the beginning, and I meant to. You can have a delayed food allergy. So you may not know you have a food allergy and just be suffering from some of the effects later on. And the only way to do a test for a delayed food allergy is to do something called the ELISA SAGE test. Excuse me. Doctors typically won't do this test, so you have to ask for a delayed allergy test. It's known as the ELISA SAGE test. And so I'd be looking either for food allergies or just strengthening the digestive system for your patient with lupus or with the connective tissue disease. Excuse me. And then you can strengthen the digestive system certainly with the ultimate enzymes, the Biolumin Nightly Essence or Living Essence are great ways to strengthen the immune system. Protein is also a very underrated way of strengthening the immune system. There's an amino acid, a protein called glutamine, which you can either get supplementally on its own or you can find high amounts of glutamine in the Youngevity Nature's Whey product. And that's wonderful for strengthening the immune system. Also, the good fats, the omega-3 fats, can have a positive effect on the immune system. And then aloe is a great herb for the immune system, but really you want to make sure that it's not just a homogenized or pasteurized aloe, that it's a pure aloe. There's also, what is the other, oh, the ne- uh, what is that? What's the other? Noni. The noni, I'm sorry. That can also be helpful, the noni juice for the digestive tract. And she may say, well, I don't have any digestive problems. Well, a lot of times she doesn't know. We don't know if we had digestive problems. That can be something that just shows up as an autoimmune disease or autoimmune issue, like connective tissue disease. Does that help?
It does, and then I've had clients asking me about the Slender FX. Some are not getting results, so...
Say that one more time, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Slender FX, some are not getting the results they thought they would. So here's the question. I read the patent, which is marvelous, by the way.
Okay.
And I wondered, do they have to take it in such a way that it spikes every few hours and then they go out and exercise while it's spiking? Is that how that would work?
That might help, actually. For our listeners, the Slender FX is a polysaccharide blend with fatty acids and minerals. And a lot of people do find that they lose weight with it. But you do need to exercise with it. It's not going to be like a miracle kind of thing. So if they're just taking the Slender FX and hoping they're going to lose weight, that might not work. You do need to have to exercise with it, and also, of course, you need to watch your diet with it. So it's not like you can do whatever you want to do and then just pop a couple of these Slender FXs a day, and then you're going to lose weight. You have to combine it with a good program. But with a good program, there are people getting tremendous results with the Slender FX, with a good diet and good exercise program.
Sounds great. I'll tell them to go shake a tail feather then.
Good idea.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for your help.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Yeah,
we don't talk about that Slender FX too much, Doug. It's a great product.
It is a very good product. I've known several people who are just really amazed at the effects that they've been able to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things people need to bear in mind, too, is by the nature of how the Slender FX works, is it is important that you take it before you eat.
To help fill you up.
Like about a half an hour before, yeah. So that it has time to start working before you actually start eating.
Okay, that's good to know. I didn't know
that.
Yes. Yeah, being overweight is a serious health risk for a lot of things. You know, the body will start to put on weight in preparation for hibernation, for shutting down the system. So when you're starting to put on weight, you're actually telling your body to kind of shut down, and shutting down is a prelude to an early demise. So obesity and weight loss is something that you want to really be very, very cautious about, not just for appearance sake, but for health's sake as well. And the Slender FX, I've heard really good things about that Slender FX. We'll talk about that. Actually, I think I'll talk about that tomorrow when we come back. Okay, who's next on the line, Douglas?
Let's head to McMinnville, Oregon. And Barbara, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Hey there, Barbara.
Hello.
Where are you in Oregon now?
McMinnville.
Right, where is that?
Portland.
Oh, it's near Portland. I love Portland.
Yeah, it's in between Portland and Salem.
Okay. Portland's one of my favorite cities ever.
Ah, Portland. I like the little guys.
Oh, you like the little town. Is Portland? Do you consider Portland a big city?
Yes.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's what I consider big, yes.
That's the big city, Portland. Did you ever get out to Seattle?
No, I haven't gone that way yet.
Oh, man, that's beautiful out there.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd like to travel some more.
How can we help you today, ma'am?
Well, my daughter listens to you faithfully and called me last night and said, you got to call this guy.
But you don't? Wait a minute now, Barbara. You don't listen to us faithfully?
My daughter does. I have, no, Barbara. I didn't know about you until she told me.
You got to schmooze me a little bit there, Barbara.
Uh-oh.
Tell me how great I am and how wonderful the show is. No, I'm just kidding.
Gotta make you feel good, huh?
I'm teasing you. Go ahead. I'll answer your question even if you can't stand
okay.
me.
Okay. I have a lot of medical problems, and so she thought that maybe you could help, you know, solve some of these things.
Okay. Give me just the short list because we're going to be taking
I got fibromyalgia.
Okay.
That one's a real bummer.
Okay, I'm sure.
I have a lot of pain.
Give me a couple things that go together because we're coming up to a break here.
Okay.
Fibromyalgia,
pain.
General pain.
Yes, I have had a cancer treatment that went astray.
Okay. All right, we're gonna take a break. Stick with us, Barbara, and we'll answer your question when we come back, okay? You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, 831-685-1080, 888-379-2552, toll-free, 888-379-2552. Doug Winfrey and pharmacist Ben here sitting in for Dr. Wallach. We're going to come back and answer your question, Barbara, and if you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. You're listening to the ZBS Radio Network, and we'll be back after this.
Hi, everyone. Judy DeVilbiss here. I wanted to tell you a little bit about a really incredible product we have. It's very unique. It's different than any other product. It's called the Tally. It's an ultimate juice loaded with antioxidants. And let's face it, we all need that to help get rid of all the free radicals and all the things in our body trying to cause us to have cancer. The Tally is just absolutely loaded. And they make all of these beautiful things in there strictly from 14 fruits and vegetable extracts. No products are as great as this. I drink it myself, and you know something? It's one of the healthy products that absolutely tastes delicious. People that drink wine think it's as good as or better than wine. People that do not take alcohol into their system think that this is absolutely the most delicious thing they've ever had. So think about this. A healthy drink tastes delicious. You can use it like wine. Why not?
To order great-tasting Vitali, call your local Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi, it's MZ, chairman of the ZBS Radio Network, with an important message for all of you who care about your health and enjoy listening to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio is now available to everybody, everywhere, on demand, courtesy of technology and the Internet. Yep, now you and anyone else can listen to the latest Dead Doctors program wherever and whenever you want. All you need to do is register for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio podcast by getting on the Internet and going to doc.ksco.com. That's doc, spelled doc.ksco.com. It's that simple. And don't forget, you can always call the show with your own health questions for Doc any weekday between 12 noon and 1 p.m. Pacific time. Tell everyone you know about the internet web address doc.ksco.com, where you can read show notes and download the daily Dead Doctors Don't Lie podcast on demand or even automatically. Remember the address, doc.ksco.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in for Dr. Wallach today, 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. We're in Oregon, McMinnville, Oregon, with Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
I sure am.
Okay, so you have fibromyalgia and general aches and pains, which kind of...
extreme kind.
Oh, you got the extreme kind, okay.
Yeah,
and aches and pains, and you said you had some cancer treatment. Chemotherapy,
yeah,
was it?
Cancer treatment, ovarian cancer, and they messed up.
Okay.
So I have had a lot of side effects from it.
Did they take your ovaries? They took your ovaries, I take it.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Should have.
Okay, so
no,
they
didn't even... I didn't even have a tumor.
Okay.
They just had a sign of it.
Oh.
And everybody went bananas, and, you know.
Oh, gosh.
But anyways, I paid the price.
Okay,
and,
well, it sounds like, you know, based on what you're telling me here, it sounds like you got a problem with the big E. You know what the big E is?
No.
The big E is estrogen.
Oh.
Do you know most people, some 80% of fibromyalgia patients are women? And it's thought that it's the hormone estrogen that's involved. Aches and pains elevated estrogen can also cause aches and pains, and certainly elevated estrogen can cause problems with growths that masquerade as tumors, perhaps, but they're growths, estrogen being a growth hormone. It's very common, especially in your part of the country where there's a lot of dairy. I assume there's a lot of dairy in Oregon. Isn't there a lot of dairy farms and people drink lots of milk and that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's very common to have problems with the hormone estrogen. And without getting into too many specifics here, is weight an issue at all?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm looking at estrogen, and I would recommend highly that you looked at balancing out your estrogen cleansing your body of excess estrogen. And there's two main strategies for you. Number one, you're going to want to balance out your estrogen with what we call progesterone and progesterone-like substances, and also phytoestrogens can help as well to help block toxic estrogen. So you may want to look at progesterone cream, for example, or also a product called Woman's FX, which you can get from Youngevity or your Youngevity rep. And that's one avenue of approach. Another avenue of approach is to detoxify, and there are several ways to do that. You want to look at the at what are called probiotics or good bacteria, and they can help cleanse your body of excess estrogen. One of the best ways to do that is with the BioLumen Nightly Essence product, which is a wonderful source of probiotics. Also, the Flora FX from Youngevity is another good source of probiotics, and those can help protect you against some of those excess estrogens. You can also get some wonderful excess estrogen protectors, if you will, things that protect you from estrogen, in broccoli and cauliflower. Actually, all your cruciferous vegetables contain wonderful compounds to protect you from excess estrogen. You can get some of these supplements by themselves, but I really recommend that you try and get them from cruciferous vegetables. And by the way, excess estrogen is more than just unpleasant in terms of fibromyalgia and some problems with the ovaries. Ultimately, excess estrogen can cause some serious problems, such as breast cancer, which is epidemic in this country, and other reproductive cancers. So you really want to be careful about cleansing the body of estrogen. And the Cleanse FX is another of the Youngevity products that can cleanse your body of excess estrogen. Also, estrogen is made in fat tissue. So fat cells will make estrogen. So you want to make sure that you're losing that weight. I'm sure you've heard it from other people, but I'm just going to say it again. If you can lose weight, that will naturally tend to drop your estrogen because estrogen is made in fat. Also, essential fatty acids can be a nice little strategy for helping balance out all your hormones, and that might be something else you want to try. So cleansing your body of excess estrogen using the probiotics as well as using the Cleanse FX product from Youngevity. The good bacteria is probiotics. Also, progesterone cream or Woman's FX or plant estrogens can also hormonally balance this problem with excess estrogen. And then losing the weight is also going to be a very important strategy for you. If your weight gain is compounded by excess insulin, and if you're overweight, you're definitely at risk for diabetes, you're going to want to make sure that you're restricting the amount of breads and sugars and pastas and all that kind of stuff as well. And eating more protein, the Youngevity Nature's Way, is a wonderful strategy for that. Okay, hope we helped you guys out there. We had a great show. We talked about food allergies and eggs, and we covered fibromyalgia, all kinds of good stuff in the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. It's been great to be here for Dr. Wallach and Doug Winfrey and ZBS and me, Pharmacist Ben. Good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.